What is going on, you guys? I'm your host, Stacey Cole Morgan, and you are listening to the Morgan Man Sports Podcast here on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Good Pod HQ, or wherever you find your preferred podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are talking about the Major 2 tournament breakdown with all the matches that are happening in the winner's bracket, CDL point standing updates, and so much more. Also in today's podcast, guys, we are talking about the updated free agency tracker for the Atlanta Falcons of who has just recently been signed outside of Kirk Cousins from last week. So without any further delay, let's go to get straight into today's action.
The following is a presentation of the Belly Up Sports Media Network.
Welcome to the Morgan Man Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Stacey Cole Morgan. Here on the Morgan Man Sports Podcast, we talk Atlanta Falcons news, pregame predictions, and all other news surrounding the Atlanta Falcons.
Touchdown, Atlanta!
Also on the podcast, we talk Call of Duty League, esports covering Roster Mania, major predictions, COD champs, player trades, and much more to get you ready for every single CDL weekend.
Scuff goes through, and Scuff stands with the 101 in Optic with the reverse sweep.
If that sounds good with you, put on your Falcons jersey, grab your gaming headset, and let's get the show started. All right, guys, we're going to try to keep this short, sweet, and simple. So the Major 2 tournament is happening this weekend, Thursday through Sunday, to determine your Major 2 Miami Heretics champion. So to kick things off in winner's bracket, we got the Optic Texas squad taking on the home series favorites, the Miami Heretics. Guys, the Miami Heretics has definitely been on a roll here lately. And for a guy like Lucky and Vickle, this is definitely a chance to showcase their worthiness on this team. Because both these guys right here has definitely been on a roll. They've showed some major improvements in their gameplay style. But now going up to Optic Texas, they've been undefeated during the entire online qualifier series. So this could be a series where it goes down to 3-2 situation in favor of Optic. And since the Heretics in the loser's bracket for that Friday elimination match. Next up is the Toronto Ultra taking on the Vegas Legion. Now guys, the Vegas Legion definitely has been on a roll here lately as well. I believe they've only lost one series out of the entire online qualifiers. It might have been two at the most. Someone will have to correct me on that just to make sure. But Attach definitely is going off. Nero definitely is an improved player that I like to see right there for this Vegas Legion squad. Now, the Toronto Ultra, still a definitely a dominant team, no doubt about it. But I'm looking at a Scrap to be more of the trash talker than what he was, because whenever FaZe defeated Toronto Ultra during the week four online qualifiers, it seems like Scrap kind of got a little quiet. He needs to bring that trash talking / like just swagger attitude back for the Toronto Ultra to start winning some of these games. And what a better way to do it is to put the fire out against the Vegas Legion. Next up on the list is the New York Subliners taking on the Boston Breach. So Boston, I'm kind of shocked that they're in the winner's bracket right here. But they are, but the New York Subliners definitely has been a very dominant team, I should say. Excuse me. Kismet definitely has been going off. Hydra's been kind of mid-tier, I believe, so here lately. He's not really getting that momentum like I thought he was going to be coming off from last season into this season. So, but Kismet definitely is taking over things, and that's going to be a determined factor of if New York Subliners is going to win over the Boston Breach, which I think they will, in a 3-1 fashion. Now, finally, you have the Atlanta FaZe taking on the Los Angeles Thieves. Now, definitely FaZe is coming off a loss against the Los Angeles Gorillas, but I think that loss didn't really hurt them a lot. And let me explain why. Because the way FaZe played that series was trying to come back from a reverse sweep, because FaZe could have honestly 3-0'd the LAG squad, but they didn't. They were trying out new things, because if you paid attention to mat rotation and certain gunfights, it looked new, according to my eyes, at least. And I believe this past weekend's matchup against LAG was kind of like a warm-up, kind of trying out some new lanes, some new gunfight tactics, whatever the case may be. And FaZe, you know, kind of succeeded at that, but at the same time still lost to LAG. Still, but it's no big question mark of if FaZe is going to be dominant this weekend. I think FaZe is definitely going to be that top-tier team to at least make it to winner finals, and then drop down to loser's finals, and then make it to, of course, Championship Sunday, you know, for the grand finals of the Major 2 tournament. But Draza, I think he definitely needs to keep up that momentum, because we said it about maybe 2 weeks ago, Draza was signed to be that trash talker, just like Scrap is for the Toronto Ultra. But Draza definitely needs to step his game up in the trash talking, you know, like, you know, swagger kind of mode right there. Nothing wrong with Salium. I shouldn't be even mentioning his name right now. But the Tiny Terrors, Abizi, and Simp, I like their duo. Even Simp, for Pete's sakes, he was like LeBron James, the broadcast mentioned this, can make history on a losing game. But Simp definitely had the most overall kills for a series, I believe it was, in the entire, you know, Call of Duty League history. And of course, broke that record, but in a lost match. So it's going to be very interesting against Thieves. I think FaZe is definitely going to win this one easily in a 3-1 fashion. I think Thieves are going to take that hard point from Atlanta first, but then right after that, it's going to light a fire under FaZe's ass and just totally decimate the game. So I see Optic over Heretics in a 3-2, Ultra over Legion in a 3-1, Subliners over Breach in a 3-0. And FaZe over Thieves in the 3-1. And of course, for your elimination bracket, you have the Royal Ravens, Seattle Surge, Minnesota Rocker, and the Los Angeles Gorillas. So those are your elimination / loser bracket starters that will be in for Friday. Now, after that, I do not know the rest of the list going forward right here, because it's, of course, it's all blank. We don't know the determined factors of what's going to happen from Thursday and Friday. But those are my predictions right there for at least the winner's bracket side of things. Now, as far as the whole entire tournament goes, I'm going to say, honestly, for MVP, it's going to come down between, I'm going to say Simp from Atlanta. For Optic, I'm going to have to say Shotzi. And for Subliners, Kismet. It's going to be between those three. I just do not see any other team, maybe outside of Toronto with Envoy or Scrap. But outside of those top four teams, that's going to be about it for me for MVP of the Major 2 tournament. But as far as like winning it, I can see Simp winning the MVP for the Major 2 tournament. Now, as far as who's going to actually play in the grand finals of this Major 2 tournament, I've already said FaZe, but who are they going to go up against? Well, that's going to be an interesting question. I honestly do believe we could see an Optic versus FaZe grand finals match this weekend. And if you hear that, that is my stomach growling. So I do apologize for that if the audio did bleed through right there. But yes, I can see an Optic versus FaZe grand finals Major 2 matchup. Right now, I think Ultra has been exposed by FaZe and Optic. And so now the Ultra might dip a little bit. And respectfully, of course they are. Because, again, they got exposed by, again, within that top four teams. FaZe, Optic, and I believe they have lost against the Subliners as well, too. So that's your top four right there. And you lost against, you know, second, third, and fourth seed. So it's going to be interesting to see, but that is my prediction as of right now. And of course, you know, it's going to be a lock. FaZe versus Optic Grand Finals Major Tube Tournament. FaZe wins this weekend. 5-0. No, I'm just kidding. Not 5-0. I'm going to say at least, I don't know, maybe like a 5-1, 5-2, somewhere in that lead right there. It's not going to be easy for FaZe. Let's just say that. It's not going to be easy for FaZe, but it's also not going to be easy for Optic either. Because Optic can have a little bit of a momentum swing as well on certain maps. They can expose FaZe on certain hardpoint series. So, that take it like it is right there, but yes, I'm going to have FaZe versus Optic with FaZe winning the entire Major 2 tournament. Now, as far as CDO point standings are concerned, we do have the Toronto Ultra sitting at 200 points right now in CDO point standings. FaZe sitting at 195, Optic Texas sitting at 160, and the New York Subliners sitting at 120. Now, we do have the Minnesota Rockers sitting at 85, Seattle Surge at 70, Miami Heretics sitting at 60, and the Vegas Legion sitting at 55. Now, for your playoff qualification cutoff, the Los Angeles Thieves are just 5 points behind the Legion sitting at number 9. LAG sitting at 50 at 10, Royal Raven sitting at 45 at rank 11, and Boston Breach with 40 CDL points sitting at rank number 12, dead bottom of the entire league. So those are your CDL point standings out there, guys. So definitely let me know on Twitter at MMS Stacey Morgan. What do you think of this weekend's matches? Do you think FaZe is going to win the entire Major 2 tournament? Because if they do, it would be exactly technically 1 year from then of them winning the Major 2 tournament back in the Modern Warfare 2 season. So that's going to be definitely interesting to see if FaZe can do it, or who do you got winning the Major 2 tournament. So now we are switching on over, guys, to the Atlanta Falcons side of things, talking about the 2024 free agency frenzy that has been upon us now for a couple of days. And guys, let me tell you, this has been an amazing free agency market so far. Russell Wilson and Justin Fields going to the Steelers. Jameis Winston going to the Browns. Joe Flacco going to the Indianapolis Colts. Gardner Minshew to the Raiders, I believe it is. And, oh my God, and Derrick Henry going to Baltimore. That's going to be a scary offense with Todd Monken running it. Yeah, man, that's going to be an all-run offense just near about it. But we're not talking about those other teams. We are talking about the Atlanta Falcons with their A-plus rating from the CBS Sports team. And guys, let me tell you, CBS does not give out much A's for the Atlanta Falcons. So this is a rare win for the Atlanta Falcons from the CBS Sports team. So now I'm just going to cover the player and the date of the signing announcement, not no like resume highlights or anything, but I will have the free agency tracker updated form in the show notes below for you guys to check that out in case of any more players were signed after this podcast recording on Tuesday, March 19th, 2024 at 6:08 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So the first signing right here is defensive lineman Kentavious Street. Date of signing is March 18th, 2023. So this was yesterday at the time of this recording. Again, March 19th at 6:08 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So definitely the Falcons are bringing back an important piece of depth to that defensive front. I definitely think Street can definitely benefit from Grady Jarrett coming back. Definitely get some more sacks. And that puts pressure on Grady Jarrett to start also getting sacks again this season. Signing, the Falcons have signed wide receiver Ray Ray McLeod III. Day of the signing was March 18th, 2024. The Falcons are reportedly signing him to a 2-year deal worth $6 million. And this is building depth at the wide receiver position. Definitely this is a great signing. He is coming from the Buffalo Bills, who used to be a 6th round pick in 2018. And McLeod is also a receiver and a returner as well. So definitely keep an eye for him out right there. The signing of Falcons signed wide receiver Darnell Mooney on March 15, 2023. The Falcons are reportedly signing wide receiver Darnell Mooney to a three-year deal worth $39 million with $26 million fully guaranteed. The signing was first reported by NFL Network's Ian Rappaport. Now we got a trade in this free agency market. Falcons will receive Rondale Moore, and the Cardinals will receive Desmond Ridder in this trade. So this shocked a lot of fans, but some kind of came in as a surprise right here. Well, not a surprise, but it just didn't come as a surprise. It was like, okay, we knew this was happening, but we just didn't know what team. But yes, Desmond Ridder is going to the Arizona Cardinals. So definitely this is an interesting move right here for the Atlanta Falcons. Definitely got a good pick out of this right here. And it's also being reported, too, that Desmond Ridder had more calls than Justin Fields. I don't know if that's accurately true. I've just been seeing that in the Twitterverse and, you know, Metaverse, or aka, you know, Facebook. But according to Facebook, and this is just my own opinion, but Facebook has more anti, like, positive Falcons news and information than Twitter. I think Twitter is more mature in a way of handling news and saying, okay, this is actually a good pick, you know, a good trade, you know, whatever the case may be. But on Facebook, when you go into those groups, it's just like people are so negative. And that's why I try to not follow as many Falcons fan accounts like that, because it's just negativity. And if I want any kind of like positive feedback from the community, I go on Twitter or, you know, X and look up my Falcons kind of like, you know, like fan reaction pretty much. So that is a good deal for the Arizona Cardinals to get Desmond Ridder. And it was also good for the Falcons to definitely get Rondale Moore. And Rondale Moore is a wide receiver, so definitely, again, that's more depth at the wide receiver position. Definitely, we shouldn't be drafting one at the 8th overall spot. So now moving forward, we got wide receiver, yet again, Kadarius Hodge. Falcons bring back a familiar face at the wide receiver position. Definitely great signing. This was on March 14th. Storm Morton has been signed to the Atlanta Falcons, and the signing announcement was March 14th, 2024, and he was a key depth at the offensive line in 2023. And of course, everybody knows the signing of Kirk Cousins, who is originally coming from the Minnesota Vikings, and of course, former, you know, Washington Redskins / Commanders quarterback when he first got drafted. But the Athletics, Diana Rossini, if I'm pronouncing it right, sorry if I am, was the first to report on the news, while ESPN's Adam Schefter reported the contract is a four-year deal worth up to $180 million. And that includes $50 million for a signing bonus per sources. And of course, we got some more signings right here. The Falcons signed tight end Charlie Warner, if I'm pronouncing that right. Definitely Warner, a Georgia native, returns home to play for the Falcons after four seasons with the San Francisco 49ers. So definitely good end. I just don't see that one being a huge signing right there. It's just more of him going to be more of like a pass blocker than anything, to where Kirk Cousins could throw to like Kyle Pitts, Drake London, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And for re-signing, you got offensive lineman Ryan Neusel, if I'm pronouncing that right. The analyst, Falcons re-signed offensive lineman Ryan Zanunel as an exclusive rights free agent. After that, you got long snapper Liam McLeod is re-signing with the Atlanta Falcons February 23, 2024. So this is definitely some old signings right here, but four Falcons landing spots. March 13th, Matt Hennessy has agreed to a one-year deal with the Philadelphia Eagles. Mac Hollins is going to the Buffalo Bills, up to $3 million for a one-year deal. March 11th, you got cornerback Jeff Okuda, who's going to the Houston Texans on a one-year deal worth $6 million. And then March 7th, you got tight end Jonnu Smith going to a two-year deal with the Miami Dolphins, valued at $10 million. So, guys, definitely this is, again, been a huge free agency market right now, and it's been a good one for the Atlanta Falcons. We definitely signed some key offensive and defensive players back that has been on the team already, and signed some players like, again, like Kirk Cousins right here. It's been an A-plus season so far for the Atlanta Falcons, and let's keep that momentum going. So, guys, so hopefully you did enjoy the free agency breakdown right here with the updated list. And, of course, I will go over this next week. If the Falcons do happen to sign anybody else outside of this list right here, and of course we'll keep it updated, and I will be retweeting all that and favoring on Twitter at MMS Stacy Morgan during that time until I get to the microphone pretty much and record the podcast. But guys, I sure hope you did enjoy. If you did, make sure to like button wherever you are listening from, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you find your preferred podcast. Make sure to leave a 5-star rating. It really does help out the podcast tremendously grow each and every single day. And it will be all thanks to you leaving a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. But until then, guys, I, Ike Morgan, will catch you all later. Peace.
Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name. And we're still here.